You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from the Armory. Gentlemen, if you've been a long-time subscriber of mine, I made a video a few years ago called Strategic Thinking. And in that video, I broke down the reasons why, even though I've been offered some sweet deals through the VA, that I absolutely refused to buy a home as a married man. Now, of course, I gave my reasonings why. Now, when you really think about it, what is one of the biggest reasons why so many boomer and older Gen X men are still stuck in absolutely dead marriages? Homes. Yeah, homes. I don't want to lose my house, even though if you really understand, it's not really your house. Even though you might have paid it off, stop paying those property taxes and see how fast the bank decides to come down there and pay you a visit and put your stuff out on the street. But that's neither here nor there. That's another video for another time. However, I said personally that no, I would never buy a home because in the event that something goes down, i.e. divorce, what do you think she's going to do? She's going to bring a new man into a home that I'm still paying for that I have no access to. So no. What did I say I would do? I'd either burn it down or I would bulldoze it. Now, let's get to today's article that I saw on CGA's channel. And I knew I had to talk about this one. Now, this article was published on the 28th of May. Pennsylvania man accused of tearing down his home with an excavator after wife says the marriage is over. You see, gentlemen, this is why, in my humble opinion, a lot of guys need to just go ahead and bring it down when the wife says, oh, I'm going to divorce you. I'm going to take the house. Okay, you can take the house. You can have what's left of it after I'm done with it. And there have been a few cases to where men did just that. Police say a Butler County man snapped after his wife told him their marriage was over. He then climbed into an excavator and started to demolish the family home while she and their two daughters were still inside. Eric Pierza, 48, allegedly took a Kubota excavator to rip apart the rear of the family's home. Investigators say the damage was so severe that there are concerns about the home's structural integrity. Hey, what else needs to be said? He said, okay, all right, this is what you're going to do. This is what I'm going to do. You want out? You won't have a house. Police said the incident unfolded Tuesday morning on Martin Road in Buffalo Township. I'd like to know what she said to him because I'll make sure I don't say it. A neighbor said, 42 years I've been married, but I've never threatened to tear the house down. Now, of course, this is the neighbor, and of course, This guy is absolutely blue-pilled, of course. One of those happy wife, happy life type guys. Yeah. However, Mr. Pierce said, you know what? You're no longer my spouse. You'll no longer have a house. Bam! That's a bar. According to the criminal complaint, Pierce's wife told police that her husband arrived at the family home after drinking all night and began arguing with her. First question I would have, what made this man decide to drink all night and what was the argument about? Yeah, you got to get further into these things. You got to look for the story behind the lamestream story. When she told him the marriage was over, investigators say he responded with a chilling threat. Quote unquote, if it's over, I'll tear the house down. And this was a man of his word. Because he damn sure went to work. Police say moments later, Pierce climbed into the excavator and began tearing into the house while his wife and two daughters were still inside. Hey, once again, this man was a man of his word. The criminal complaint says dispatchers could hear yelling and the sound of the excavator during the wife's 911 call. Investigators added that after the destruction stopped, Pierce went back inside, grabbed a gym bag, and took off toward Fawn Township before eventually being taken into custody. Neighbors who spoke to KDKA-TV say they're still struggling to understand what happened. One man who says he knows Pierce personally and has hunted with him before described him as a big outdoorsman and said he was shocked by the allegation. See, that right there should be a major focal point. Someone close to him is saying, hey, this ain't like him. What really happened to make this man snap? See, once again, nobody cares about male suffering until we explode and do something like this. Now, all of a sudden, everybody's got something to say. Pierce is now facing several charges, including, causing a catastrophe, reckless endangerment, and disorderly conduct. Court records show his wife also planned to seek a protection from abuse order following the incident. Pierce is due in court for his preliminary hearing on June 9th. Well. Once again, I want to know the story behind the story. For this man to go out drinking all night, then come home and start arguing with his wife, and for her to just blatantly say, oh, the marriage is over. Yeah, there was something far deeper going on in the background. But, I have to give this man his props. He said, I'll tear the house down, and he did it. However, in my humble opinion, he needs to finish the job. He should finish the job. Wait till they're all out of the house. Wait until the house is completely clear. And then finish the job. Either bulldoze it or burn it down. Because now he knows good and damn well, if they do get a divorce, if they can quote unquote save the house, she's going to get it. And he's going to be stuck making payments towards it. Yeah, no. But all in all, yeah, this is the main reason why so many old men, old married men, are still stuck in dead marriages. I don't want to lose my house. I don't want to lose my material goods. Nah. Fuck that nonsense. But, hey, like I said, she told him it's over. He said, I'm going to bring the house down. And he sure enough did. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. In fact, what would you have done if you were in Mr. Pierce's shoes? Put it in the comment section. And with that being said, ladies, this you need to understand something. This right here is another clear-cut case that as long as that man was restrained and, you know, acting in the way society wants us men to act, you didn't think you had a problem. But until you decided to say, oh, the marriage is over, he snapped. If he really wanted to, he could have taken everybody offline in that house. And there would have been nothing that she could have done about it. Just saying. So you better understand this. You better understand this crystally damn clear. The power that, once again, you think society continuously gives you, the protection you think society gives you, it's all fake and it's all false and it always goes out. Feminism and the idea that you're going to use the kids as human shields and the Duluth model as another form of a shield, that's going to go out right along with it. Because this man said, you know what? Cool. If this is how you want to be, all right, I'm going to show you what I'm capable of. And he went to work. Hey, no spouse. You don't want to be my spouse. You're no longer going to have a house. There you go. And with that being said, it's just absolutely ridiculous that so many women love to use a man's material gains that he used to keep you as a weapon against him. Ain't that some shit? But you know what? It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.